Welcome to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple, with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Diamond sponsor Ventavid and Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.
Whispering Loudly is the Workshop Whisperer podcast. Hello, I'm producer Mel, and we're super excited to have Janelle with us today. Janelle spent 17 years building businesses for big business before starting her own automotive franchise in 2013. In the last 8 years, she's helped over 100 mechanics start and grow successful mobile mechanic businesses. Janelle's mission is to help Australians trust mechanics again by changing the lives of hardworking mechanics. She's an advocate for choice of repair and actively works on consumer education and lifting the work standards and reputation of mechanics. She's currently a director of the AAAA board and joins us today. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Janelle.
Hello, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being on. Very excited to chat to you today about your journey and what you're up to at the moment in your own business. Can you tell our listeners out there a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, a little bit of a different background than what you'd normally expect in automotive. A hugely creative background, but most of my career has been in the corporate space, largely in banking and in marketing technology solutions, both locally and globally. So I've always built businesses for big businesses, and I've only just learnt the term more recently, but an entrepreneur. So I've kind of done what I'm doing now, but I did that for someone else, so now I'm doing it for me.
Okay. Tell us more in depth about your career journey in terms of transitioning from product and marketing roles to starting your own business. So going from that entrepreneur to entrepreneur.
Yeah, look, I guess it was somewhere around 8 or 9 years ago. My husband's a mechanic and he worked at a lot of the big brands. And he was really challenged ethically in terms of a lot of the business practices that were happening at the time, and sadly still happens in some cases around, you know, the upsells. So we all know it happens in a lot of cases, and he would get reprimanded for not upselling things that customers didn't need. So he left and started his own business as a mobile mechanic. And as a side gig, I was, you know, building websites and helping him market that. But what I saw very quickly was that there was a huge gap in the market for another mobile offering. People like the convenience, and that there was a huge need in the market for a customer-centric focus to how we do business. So left my corporate career and started scaling a national franchise. Would I do a franchise again? Maybe not, but it's tougher than many people think, especially when you're doing it from scratch as a family business. But we started with nothing. We started from the ground up. We renamed his business into Blue Toro. We started with one franchisee, and then we grew to over 50. And now we've got a very different business model again in terms of helping independent workshops. But that's certainly evolved over the last 8 years, and in terms of what we're doing now is very different to what we're doing 8 years ago, and certainly no one could have predicted that journey. But it's certainly been a lot of fun and learnt a lot along the way.
And for many of our listeners out there who run a husband and wife operation, your husband and yourself very much still operating in that capacity today?
We are. We've obviously got a team around us, and lots of people ask the question around challenges of kind of living together and working together. But we both have our individual strengths and weaknesses, and we play to that. So my husband, Elvio, runs our mechanical team. So he's our subject matter expert, if you like, and we have a team of employed mechanics that he runs. So he's very much the face from a, you know, mechanical perspective, whereas I run the actual business itself.
Avoid mistakes others are making and take your auto repair shop to the next level. To reach out, email admin@workshopwhisperer.com with the subject Workshop Whispers, and we'll answer your question in our next Workshop Whispers episode.
So tell us a little bit more about Blue Toro. So like a fixed workshop, you have competitors in your market. What do you think makes Blue Toro stand out?
Look, there's two main things that we focus on, right? I guess we've got two different customer groups, and one is the end vehicle owner. And I think from that perspective, where we've been a little bit different, other than the obvious convenience of being mobile, is we're very much customer first and customer centric. So instead of giving people a laundry list of all the things they need doing on their car, for example, we'll start with a save money first approach. you know, what needs to be done today versus what can wait, you know, 2 months or 6 months. So we try and reverse engineer what people are kind of expecting from mechanics, which is, oh, no, I'm going to get this big bill. You know, I think I'm going in for a service, but it's going to be much bigger than that. We try and proactively work with our customers on saving money. And we've got, you know, a lot of smarts in terms of our database, in terms of how we help our customers manage their vehicles for the life of the vehicle, not just for that single transaction. And that's why we've been able to get more 5-star reviews than anybody else, which we're really proud of. From a mechanic perspective, which is, you know, core to our business, I guess the difference is we're helping these guys who are small business operators. You know, initially we're taking mechanics out of workshops who were employees and who had that aspiration to start a business. Now we're working with existing business owners. But I fundamentally believe these guys are good guys. They work really hard. You know, they're good mechanics. They don't necessarily know how to run a business because no one's ever taught them, but they're just trying to, you know, run a good business and earn a good living so they can better support their families. So I think there's definitely a need out there to support the little guys. Plenty of money floating around in big business, but the, you know, the world's changing. Our industry is certainly changing a lot. So I think these guys need a lot of support in terms of navigating those changes and make sure they've got strong businesses where they can compete with the big guys.
Let's change tact a little bit and talk about your experience of becoming successful in what is the male-dominated automotive aftermarket industry. What's your experience been?
Well, successful, I'll take that one, but I don't know if we're quite there yet. I think we've still got a long way to go.
You're here on the podcast, Janelle. That means you've made it. Come on.
I'll take it anyway. Take that as a win. Look, I don't know how to answer that question. I get asked that often enough because I just don't know any different. I've always been in male-dominated industries. Certainly, I haven't seen it as a roadblock and I would not let it be a roadblock. But I do think it's really important that the industry, any industry, has a lot of diversity. And that's just not from a gender perspective, but breadth of experience from all sorts of sectors. And I think one observation with automotive when I kind of came into the industry was that there is a lot of experience from people who've been in the industry for a long time and there just wasn't a lot of fresh set of eyes. So certainly from a depth perspective, the industry's got an awful lot of depth for people who've been in the industry for decades. But from a breadth perspective, I think we're seeing some changes with that now, but there's a lot more the industry can do in terms of whether it be gender diversity or just diversity from different walks of life and backgrounds. Particularly because we're, you know, the automotive industry is seeing a lot of rapid change at the moment and that's only going to get faster and faster. And we need the expertise in the industry to help us evolve with that and adapt. And that's going to come from industries who've experienced that disruption before, who can help us navigate that quickly and successfully.
Join our free Facebook group, Your Profitable Auto Repair Shop, and join in on the conversation with auto repair shop owners just like you globally.
What would you say to speak to our listeners around whether or not they should invest in being part of an association like the AAAA?
Look, I think for any small business, and that's certainly true of, you know, small and medium businesses in automotive, you need a helping hand. We all do. It doesn't matter how long you've been in business for, doesn't matter how much money you make or how successful you are. We all need a business coach. We all need a network. We all need support. And certainly from an industry association point of view, being part of a group that you know has got your back, being part of a group that has your voice and is out there to fight the fight for the little guys as well as the big guys. I think we're all in this together. We've got a lot of change to navigate, government, environmental, technology, all sorts of things. And if we all kind of work through that together, we're going to see a thriving industry that will be much stronger if we do that together versus individually. And certainly that's more the case for the small independents who might not have many people to talk to about business. You know, we find that with a lot of people, they've not been in business before. You know, they don't know who to talk to. They don't know where to go to. At least being part of an association, you've got somewhere where you can put your hand up and ask questions, which is really important.
Yeah, super important. And the Workshop Whisperer has been a member of the AAAA, the Australian Automotive Aftermarket Association, for a number of years now. And we're certainly looking forward to the next time when we can all convene together at Expo and do all the great things that we do there. Janelle, let's ask you for one final little piece of advice. You're drawing on your years of experience in the online space. You said that you've got the most 5-star reviews in your space. What's a tip you'd have for our listeners around being able to capture your customers' feedback and then leveraging off it?
I think it starts really simple. You've got to ask the customer first. And I think a lot of people are too embarrassed or too afraid to ask the customer. They think they're asking for too much. So it certainly starts with asking for feedback and asking for a review, but then plastering it everywhere. So we put links to our Google sites on our invoices, on our emails, text messages. So you can really easily set up a Google site, have a link to that, and just put it everywhere. So if you're not asking the question, you're not going to get that feedback. And certainly when you get the feedback, people love to hear stories. So when a new customer is looking for you or for a mechanic, they want to hear success stories. They want to see how you've helped others who are in a similar situation. So as soon as you've got that feedback, put it on your website, put it on your social media, anywhere where you're communicating to customers, just share the good news and share the stories, because we're worth it. So let's sing our praises when we can.
Absolutely. Great advice. Janelle Gonzalez of Blue Toro, thank you so much for joining us here on Whispering Loudly today.
Thanks for having me. Enjoyed it so much.
And if you have a question that you would like answered on our next Workshop Whisperers episode, then please email us at admin@workshopwhisperer.com with the subject line Workshop Whispers, and we'll answer your question on one of our next episodes. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning Workshop Whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket.